And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Tristan Charles, who is the owner of the Mobile Mechanic of NCLLC. Thank you for coming to speak with me today, Tristan.
Thanks for having me, Sharon.
My pleasure. What is the Mobile Mechanic of NCLLC?
Yes, ma'am. The Mobile Mechanic of NC is a small business I started that focuses on automotive repair. I service the Orange County area, and I come to you.
And I know you came to me, and I'm raving about the work that you did, Tristan. It was outstanding. Tell us why you decided to go into this business.
Yes, ma'am. I saw a niche that was open. I was working at a shop in Mebane, North Carolina, and while working there, I saw a lot of people that had to pay for towing fee on simple fixes that could be done in their driveway, and basically thought that if I had a van with the right tools in it, I could go out and do small automotive repair at locations and save people money.
Do you work on all kinds of cars? What are your specialties?
I mostly do gasoline motors. I don't do too much diesel. I do basic repairs on diesel, such as brakes and water pumps, but I don't do internal repair on them. And I tend to focus on smaller automotive repairs instead of overhauling engines and replacing engines because the on-location it just isn't feasible.
What are your rates, Tristan?
Right now, I charge a $65 an hour flat rate fee, which is once I get a quote on it. I charge a $35 diagnostic fee if you don't know what's going on with the vehicle to come to the location and do a diagnostic. And from there, I give you a quote using the $65 an hour fee times how many hours the job takes.
You decided to focus on Orange County. That's because you live in Orange County. Is that why?
Yes, ma'am. I live in Orange County, and I've found that servicing a smaller area is better for the business as I'm growing and focusing my service on Orange County, where I'm from, and also where I have more ties in the community.
How many days a week do you work?
I am available 7 days a week. I do time and a half, emergency time, weekend rates with a minimum of a 1 hour job. And I also do that after hours, but otherwise I'm available 5 days a week on regular time and regular business day from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Tristan, if someone wanted to contact you, how could they get in touch with you?
There's multiple ways to get in contact with me. The best way, of course, is my business cell phone, which is 919-740-4655. And the second way would be through email. I have a web – I have an email of www.tc.mobilemechanic@gmail.com.
And that TC stands for Tristan Charles, I assume.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And then I also have a website that you can do a contact submission form, which is www.ncmobilemechanic.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Tristan, what are your qualifications for being able to own this business and do what you do?
Well, I went to UNCG. I got a degree in small business entrepreneurship. That's where I get most of the business stuff from. But also my whole life I'd worked on vehicles. My dad was an automotive mechanic back in the 70s, and I grew up working on my own vehicles. And throughout college, I part-timed at machine shops and local mechanics and worked on the side. And after college, I ended up working as a manager at a small shop in Mebane and also a mechanic. So then when that shop closed down, I got into business for myself.
Let's talk about the business side of your business. Was it difficult getting your business started? What were your first steps?
My first step was basically to put out feelers and see if this was a idea that people would like, which I mostly did with people I knew, family members, friends, and did work for them. And when I saw that people really enjoyed the service and thought that it was really helpful, I worked into more getting a small business started. To do that, I used a lot of local services. I used SCORE, which was a great service to me. I met with the counselors there several times. Everett Kemp, I believe, was the counselor they assigned to me, and he was a great help with helping me in deciding how to incorporate my business and get everything started and, you know, liability stuff. He was a great help with all that.
For our listeners who don't know what SCORE is, can you help us out and tell us what SCORE is, Tristan?
Yes, ma'am. SCORE is it's a service, I believe it's provided by the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce, and it's basically a service that is provided for people who are thinking about starting a business in the area, and they they're former business professionals that end up that volunteer their time to help people get small businesses started and give feedback on the business and what they think of the idea.
How did you know to go to the Chapel Hill Chamber? How did you know to even think about SCORE as far as getting started with your business? Who led you? Who told you to do that? Or did you just know?
I was recommended by a friend that she I'd worked for her several times, and she has a small business herself, and she recommended for me to look into that. I did not know at the time the extent of what they did. They just said that she just told me that they provided good services for getting a business started and helping you. So when I went over there, it turned out really, really good for me.
If you've just tuned in, I'm talking to Mr. Tristan Charles, who is the owner of the Mobile Mechanic of NC LLC. His motto is, "We will come to you." Tristan's business focuses on mobile automotive repair. He comes to you. Tristan, how have you enjoyed your job so far, your company?
Yes, I like it a lot. It's got its downfalls, with weather being the biggest one. It's tough to do repairs a lot of times when you're pouring rain or very icy out. But I enjoy owning my own business and working for myself. It's very enjoyable.
Well, we'll talk about some pitfalls when we get to our second segment. While we have about a minute, 30 seconds left, repeat your contact information, if you would, Tristan.
Yes, ma'am. My email is tc.mobilemechanic@gmail.com. And my website is www.ncmobilemechanic.com.
And that TC in the first part stands for Tristan Charles.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Tristan, stand by. Let's take a break, and we will be right back. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL with Sharon Hill. My guest today is Mr. Tristan Charles, who is the owner of the Mobile Mechanic of NC LLC. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. My guest today is Mr. Tristan Charles, who is the owner of the Mobile Mechanic of NC LLC. Tristan, at our last segment, you mentioned that there's some pitfalls in being a mobile mechanic. Tell us what some of those pitfalls are for you.
Yes, ma'am. The main one is weather limitations. There are, you know, with thunderstorms and ice and snow, there are limitations to when I can work mobily on vehicles. I'm able to deal with that one slightly. I'm able to I do have a collapsible tent, tailgating tent, that I'm able to do smaller jobs under. But if it's a, you know, driving thunderstorm or an ice storm, I usually am limited on the amount of work I can do if it's an outside location.
So, Tristan, if a customer were to call you and set up an appointment on a nice sunny day, but then it's time for you to go fix the car and the sky is above them, it's raining cats and dogs, how do you handle that? Do you call the customer and say, "Can we reschedule?" Or do you set up your portable tent and try to work then?
It depends on the size of the job, and if it's something I feel that it's not going to affect. Some jobs, doing them in rain like that would not be good for the job itself, with electrical work or something, or opening an engine somewhat up. So there at some points I have to reschedule, but as long as The surface area, the area where I'm working, can stay somewhat dry, and I can put my tent up and it won't blow away. I tend to try to keep all the appointments that I can.
Very, very good. What are some other pitfalls you have to deal with in your business?
Another one is the safety issues of jacking up vehicles and working under vehicles. Working for people, a lot of times their driveways are gravel or dirt, and at that point, I can't really safely jack a vehicle up and get under there to work on and do an oil change. So I found ways to work around that somewhat, but there are jobs that I have to turn down because of safety issues. We have them find a different location to work at. Because of the safety issues of me actually working under an unstable vehicle.
You mentioned you found some ways to work around it. What are some of your workarounds?
I've adapted a polyurethane cutting board to where I can lower my jack stand onto it, and it kind of evens the ground out, and it makes it much safer on gravel ground. To have a jack stand because it sits on a flat surface instead of going into the dirt. And I'm able to do brake jobs and most oil changes on that safely as long as the surface is flat.
Have you ever had a car fall down on you while you were trying to do this?
No, ma'am. No, I'm very safe with the cars. I've had cars where the parking brake was bad and they'd start rolling when I let off of it and have to jump back in the car because I thought the parking brake was good. But other than that, no, ma'am. I've never under a vehicle when it was out of control.
Thank goodness. You wouldn't be here today if you were, so I'm glad to hear that. Tell us about another pitfall.
Another thing is I have ran into some apartment complexes that don't allow their residents to have people work on their vehicles there because of liability issues. So if you are wanting the work done at an apartment complex, I recommend checking with the front desk and seeing if there's any liability problems for a business to come and look at your vehicle out there.
So the biggest pitfalls you're mentioning are the weather, safety, and that apartment complex liability. So anybody in our audience who lives in an apartment should check with their management to make sure they know about the liability rules.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and if you know, as long as it's okay with the management for me to work there, I'm fine with it. But I can't know every apartment complex's rules.
There we are. That's true. Now, you mentioned our first segment that you work on gasoline vehicles. What are some of your favorite vehicles to work on, and do you work on foreign cars?
Yes, ma'am. I work on foreign cars. Actually, Hondas and Toyotas are some of my favorite cars to work on. They're really well-designed cars and usually pretty easy to fix. I also work on all domestic vehicles, and I do work on some higher-end German stuff, such as BMWs and Mercedes and Audis, but I tend to stick to more basic jobs on those vehicles, such as, you know, radiator replacement and brake jobs, and not go too much into the electrical system or the engine itself.
I imagine it's very precise. It's precision built for the more expensive cars, so I'd be kind of nervous. So you're very comfortable doing just the minor things. Is
yes,
that correct?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And there we are. So do you work on Saabs for Volkswagens?
I mean, I've done brakes and stuff like that, and oil changes and tune-ups on Saabs, Volkswagens, BMWs, Mercedes. It's just when you get into deeper problems with the engine, I can't do much, or electrical sensor problems with German cars. It just becomes a place where you have to go to a specialist a lot of times.
Speaking of specialists, talk about what jobs would be impractical for you to do based on the nature of your business.
Yes, ma'am. Basically, being mobile, it limits the size of the jobs you can do. I don't do anything. I don't do head gasket jobs. I don't do engine swaps. I don't do transmission swaps. I don't do engine rebuilds or overhauls because the doing it on location is just much more difficult than doing it at a shop location. And I found that honestly that the savings that you get from not towing it to a shop is lost in the extra time it takes to do it on location on bigger jobs like that.
It makes sense. Now, as a business, what kind of liability do you have, Tristan, if something were to be fixed in your eyes but the customer feels it's not fixed? How do you handle that?
I guarantee my labor parts are usually guaranteed by the suppliers of the parts. Now I tend to fix everything I can for a customer. If a customer is unhappy, I come and look at it and see what happened and why he's unhappy. And I try to keep customers as happy as possible. Again, sometimes I have ran into problems where a customer will call me, let's say, he needs an alternator replaced. He has the alternator. He wants me to come replace it. I come out to the location, replace the alternator. It turns out it was the battery, not the alternator.
At
that point, I feel bad, but you know, if the customer asked for that service, I really can't do anything for them. My job was done correctly, but I do usually try to help them with the other problem and make them as happy as possible.
I imagine stuff happens.
Yes, ma'am.
Tristan, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk some more about your business, and let's let the audience know whether the economy has hit you. Just stand by. We'll be right back with some more questions for you. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. This is Sharon Hill, and my guest today is Mr. Tristan Charles, who is the owner of the Mobile Mechanic of NC LLC. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Thank you for sticking with us. My guest today is Mr. Tristan Charles, who is the owner of the Mobile Mechanic of NC LLC. Tristan, you mentioned in our last segment that if a customer bought an alternator, but when you got there, the car had a different problem. Do you suggest people buy or not buy the parts when they contact you for service?
I'm indifferent about it. If a customer would like to purchase their own parts, a lot of customers like to go other routes such as Rock Auto or internet sources nowadays to save money. If a customer would like to provide their own parts, I'm perfectly fine installing them. But I also do provide the convenience of picking up parts from a local distributor. And there is a small markup involved with that, but not anything significant at all, just mostly a gas fee. But a lot of people do like the convenience of not having to get to the parts store and pick it up. And a lot of times on diagnostics also, I'm able to go straight from the diagnostic to pick up the part they need and come back and replace it.
So it sounds like you can go either way. They can either pick up the part when you have it when you get there, or if they want you to get it, you can do that as well and add the gas fee on top of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. How much lead time do you need if someone says, we need you to come by and fix my car? How much lead time do you need?
The business is first come, first serve. So if I have an appointment, I have to keep the appointment, of course. If I am open on the time, and I'm usually able to get there within an hour or so and within the Orange County limits. But again, if it's first come, first serve. So if I have an appointment in an hour from this time that you need a job done, I have to consider that I have to still make that 2 o'clock appointment, and your job's going to take me 2 extra hours. I can't do that.
I understand. Have you ever had a call from somebody who's stuck on the highway?
Yes, ma'am. And that's actually another safety issue. Working on the side of a highway is very, very unsafe. I have, and I usually recommend them getting the vehicle down to an off-ramp, to off of the road, because, again, I'm not able to pull the van on the side of a highway. And I could change a tire or something on the highway, but I'm not putting in a radiator beside 75 mile per hour traffic.
Yes, I understand. Well, because this is Today's Business, we're always interested in how the economy strikes businesses. How has the economy struck your business, Tristan?
I expected it to help me a little bit because my labor rates are a little cheaper at $65 an hour. I expected a little boom from it with people trying to keep their used cars. But honestly, I've seen it's been relatively stable. I've seen a lot of people trying to hold off on repairs and save their money as long as possible. and get them fixed at the last minute.
Which means it's probably a worse condition by the time you get there because they waited too long.
Many times, especially with brakes. A lot of times you get into tearing up your rotors when you wait on a brake job, and that's doubles the price of the parts.
Well,
labor's about the same,
advice.
But doubles the price of the parts.
Good to know. So the advisors, don't wait too long to get something fixed.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Tristan, please tell our audience how they can contact you.
Yes, ma'am. The best way, again, is my cell phone, the business cell phone, 919-740-4655. Also, you can email me at tc.mobilemechanic@gmail.com or go on the website and fill out a contact submission form at www.ncmobilemechanic.com.
Tristan, thank you so much for talking to me today. I bet a lot of folks are going to be interested in having you come by and help them with their cars. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You've been listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest today has been Mr. Tristan Charles, the owner of the Mobile Mechanic of NCLLC. That's our show for today. Thank you.